he says to Timothy, I am already being poured out. Now it's thought, and I should say, not all scholars agree that whether Paul actually wrote this letter or not. But leaving that aside, it's clear if it is Paul writing this letter, he's in prison. He's in a Roman prison, and he knows his time is coming to an end. Isn't it interesting how when we speak of time, we often use language like time flowing or being poured out or time kind of moving along in waves? Paul knows his time is coming to an end, his life. He says, I'm already being poured out. You ever felt sort of poured out? Your energy kind of draining away? Maybe your enthusiasm, maybe your inspiration kind of flowing out? I wonder if that's what Paul was getting at as he's writing to Timothy. I'm already being poured out, feeling kind of exhausted, weak. You ever felt that way? Well, that's what I was thinking Paul was meaning as I began to consider that passage. But then I noticed what Paul says for the rest of this passage. It's clear he does know his time is coming to an end. His life is ebbing out. But he says to Timothy, yet I keep looking to God, back to God, the God who has made me strong, the God who has saved me repeatedly, the God who has rescued me from the lion's mouth and will continue to rescue me. Paul says, I'm already being poured out, but he compares that to an offering to God, a libation. And in this time, there would have been offerings to God of wine or oil that you would have poured out on the altar. And so Paul may be recognizing how he's feeling, but he's also recognizing that his whole life has been an offering to God, and that even as Paul is being poured out, God is continuing to be poured back in. I am poured out, but God keeps pouring in. That's what Joel was trying to tell the people of Judah. Now, we don't know exactly when the prophet Joel is writing, but clearly something has happened. Some tragedy, some event. Joel does talk about a swarm of locusts descending on the land. Now, I don't know much about locusts. Everything I know about locusts pretty much I learned by reading Little House on the Prairie in those books. You know, Laura Ingalls Wilder mentions a few times locusts descending. But I know what locusts do. They come down and they eat everything. They destroy everything. And it's not clear whether this is a literal event that Joel is talking about or simply a metaphor for some awful event that has occurred to Judah that has left them feeling like everything has been taken away. You ever felt like that? But Joel's message to the people is again about pouring out. He says, let me remind you first, no matter what has been taken away, God will pour back in. God will pour out the abundant rain, and your fields, which now are bare, will produce again, and produce even more. Your silos will overflow with grain. Your fields will overflow as God pours down God's blessings upon you. And he goes even further, not just God's blessings being poured out, but the very Spirit of God will be poured out among the people. God will pour out God's Spirit on apocalyptic writing here. He says, even in the last days, when the sun is dark and the world itself is ending, when time has literally run out, even then God will pour out God's Spirit and will save all God's people. Even when we feel poured out, God keeps pouring in. This congregation has experienced some of those moments. If you've been around long enough, you will remember some of them probably personally. Moments when it looked like this congregation was being poured out, exhausted. Maybe the locusts had come and eaten everything. Maybe it was going to die. But as in our lives, each time that has happened, God keeps pouring God's Spirit back in. And this congregation has not just survived, but thrived. Through God's abundance and God's loving Spirit. And that continues. I hope even today, perhaps even right now, you are feeling God's Spirit pouring in to your life and to this congregation. That's why we can always walk forward with faith and hope and joy and peace and all those gifts of the Spirit the children were mentioning earlier. Because even as we go about our lives, God keeps pouring in whatever we need in abundance, more than we need. And so as we get ready to pour out of the doors of this church this morning, I simply remind you what I think Paul is reminding Timothy and Joel is reminding the people of Judah. Which is, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter how poured out we may feel, God is always pouring in. Are baptized children of God, beloved children of God. God will never stop pouring in